Hey, Hare Krishna. Thank you all for being on. It's amazing, I was still in the mindset of being in India. So I scheduled my whole day for my evening class until just a minute ago, where I saw pop up on the screen my class, and I was wondering why is it in the morning. Then I realized it is the morning class. So I usually like a few minutes to prepare, but I'm going to take the liberty to just skip a few verses ahead and then summarize what was before. So, reading from Brihadbhagavatamrita, Book 1, Chapter 5, Text 116. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kintvasmasud Davasiman Paramanugrahaspadam Yadavendrasya Yo Mantri Shisho Britya Priyo Mahan. But among us, blessed Uddhava has received Krishna's greatest mercy. That exalted soul is Lord Yadavendra's advisor, his disciple, his servant, and his extremely dear friend. Purport, out of respect for Narada, the Yadavas feel obliged to put aside their doubts and accept his words as true. Ultimately, they cannot deny their own glories, because those glories are inseparably related to Krishna. All the Yadavas do is try to minimize those glories by presenting the greater glories of a better devotee, Sriman Uddhava. When the Yadava princes sat in the royal assembly of Dwarka, they're accustomed to deliberating with Krishna on various important matters of states. But none of the Yadavas can consider himself as valuable advisor as Uddhava. Om Agnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayebhyo Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Brick, New Jersey, Navanilachita Mandir. Anyway, I have a very nice facility here and I'm extremely grateful for it. Very, very peaceful, all facilities here. Of course, I'm missing Govardhan and I'm thinking of how to return. But my attitude really is always to be grateful and never to look at what I don't have, but look at what I have, which is observably so much better in every way than most people. You could be an economy and hanker for premium economy and premium economy and hanker for business class and business class, hankering for first class. And first class, hankering for your own private plane. And if you're not Santosh, if you're not enough, then you're always dissatisfied. If the economy person is just satisfied, I'm on a plane to India, he's more happy than a person in business class that's hankering for first class, or first class that's hankering. So I think Krishna's blessed me with that mentality. Just like in Vrindavan, I never really had my own place, and it was a little bit inconvenient because I'd never know where my things are when I came back. And I always had my place for 5, 6 years, and it just but I never hankered for more. I just felt that this is Chintamani Dham, and a speck of dust. I'm the most fortunate person in the world, even if I'm sleeping on the bank of the Jamuna. So, and it's great. Very comfortable here. I just did my deity worship. And I'm kind of, I don't mind skipping a few verses because the juice of that sixth and seventh chapter. Any of you here listening, don't miss that. Okay, everybody can make sure they mute your phone so you don't hear anybody else. And now it's come to Uddhava, and this I look who's at the class. You're all familiar with progression. Prahlad points to Hanuman because Prahlad is in a mood of appreciation and of that's type of bhakti to appreciate God, but Hanuman's in service. And then it points to the Pandavas who have intimate service. And the Pandavas have, and all the Pandavas, and it's such a beautiful review of all the important Vaishnavas in our tradition. All the five Pandavas and Draupadi and Kunti, Vipata, Shantu, Tashashva, Jagatguru. Let those calamities happen again and again, for then you're with me. And such beautiful expressions of bhakti. But the Pandavas, and of course that constant theme, it's just so powerful that people don't want to enjoy and control because they have the right faith that happiness is service. And in that mood of service, it creates a lens to actually see God and feel loved by God and feel happily under God's shelter. The false ego is not there, which is supported by the mental faculty of rationalization, which doesn't allow one to see their own faults. And in these great devotees, even if they don't have faults, even an apparent one, they're so clean and so pure. We've gone on that many, many times. But naturally, it's to deflect praise because they want the position of service, not the position of master. They want the position of love, not the position of exploitation. And it's deep within their hearts. It's above. So it doesn't have to be necessarily an intellectual analysis. It's subjective in one sense. At least it's subjective in relationship to analyzing themselves. Because they analyze themselves according to their feelings. And true love makes one humble because you've exalted an object of love and put their will and desires in control of your life. So in that bhav and that wonderful mood of love and devotion. So they point to the Yadavas, and there's not much about the Yadavas, only that Ugrasen is the king and Krishna is in the assembly of the king. And Ugrasen has kind of a superior position, but the Yadav is anxious to deflect that praise rather than anxious to get that praise. Trying to help us focus, at least. If we can understand where we'll go, we'll try to move in that direction. But we should all want bhava. We should all want a mood of devotion. Because dukkhalayam avashashvatam, this world is misery and it's temporary. And we're so subjected to the whims of karma, the mind, the moon moves this way, the moon moves that way. It has nothing to do with our external circumstances, but feelings overcome us and situations. And we're not the controllers. Actually, in the morning, I started this new. I was on the airplane and I listened to a podcast. I have to find out who it was. It was kind of these wisdom talks, but I listened to one. And I think I discussed this before. Maybe I didn't, but no, I didn't because I was on the airplane. So how can I discuss it? Discuss it with, yeah. So the man studied the science of habits very analytically. And he said, you want to develop habits, it should be you should do something that's simple, effective, and there has to be a prompt rather than something that's real complex. And I see what he means. So I thought, what kind of habit I want to develop? And I said, well, the habit I want to develop is first thing I do, first thing, okay, just wash my plate, brush my. First thing I want to do is when I wake up, and actually, this is how I was trained in devotional service. First thing I wake up, I want to say to myself, today, Prabhupada, I will please you, and then pay my obeisances. The prompt is I get up. Well, it's not that, but that's the prompt is that I get up. So it's, oh, when you get up, so you do it. But more than that, and in that mood of service to you, Prabhupada, and developing attachment to you, the first thing I want to do is hear your words. So first thing I do is read 15 minutes of the Bhagavatam and sit and chant 16 rounds. I chant more than 16 rounds, but chanting. But it's easy. It's simple. These are things I can do. 15 minutes, let's say reading the Bhagavatam. 15. Of course, you can read so much more, but at least that, just to get the association with Prabhupada, to make sure I do it every day. And here, Guru, what is that? Sri Guru Trana Padma Kevalava Bhakti Sadma Bando Mui Sarva Dana Dante Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Te Korea Aikya. The words emanating from his lotus mouth is the perfection that fulfills all desires. So, a simple thing. I want to remember Prabhupada the first thing that I do. That was simple. The 15 minutes of the Bible. And I read more, but at least 15 minutes. And pay my obeisances. Anyway, I think I was reading Gajendra Moksha. The story of Gajendra and really struck me. What Gajendra, I mean, there's many points understood, but Dukkha is temporary and miserable, filled with duality, that aspiration. And therefore, we have to come, if we want any peace in this world, we have to come to the spiritual platform. We have to act according to the soul to realize that we're eternal. We have to act according to the soul to realize we're eternal. Anyway, this bhava, this mood, and they quickly want to deflect, and they deflect to Uddhava. Because if you talk about intimate association, which they had because Krishna was at the assembly every day, and the Pandavas say, if Krishna is merciful to us, where is he now? He wants to be with the Yadavas, his family, And so they point to Uddhava, and who could be closer to Uddhava? There's different types of servants in Dasyaras. There's about many different types of servants, but the highest servant is called a Parishad, a Kuriya, kind of a confidant. And these things are always mentioned in terms of Uddhava. Mantri, he's an advisor. Sisha, he's a disciple. Britya, he's a servant. Priya, he's most dear. And in the story, now this is not in the 10th canto, when the 10th canto of the Brihadbhagavatamrita. I can't. No, I think it's the 10th canto. When Krishna in the Brihadbhagavatamrita coming up, it's going to be described why Krishna didn't go back to Vrindavan and sent Uddhava. But it's very deep for Krishna because he understands that his. And he's being told by Mother Rohini and Balaram that you, the residents of Vrindavan are going to die without you. They're suffering so much. Of course, God has that empathy. So he's, the opposite of love is narcissistic. Narcissistic means you see through your own desires. Love means you see through the desires of another. And on the highest love, you actually feel the desires of another and the fulfillment of those desires and the frustration of those desires not being fulfilled. And therefore, it's described that the younger gopis who become confidants of Krishna, Manjari, physically, they even feel everything that Krishna feels. Radharani feels a relationship with Krishna. There's so much love. Love so much makes you identify with the happiness and distress of the beloved. So Krishna is loving the residents of Vrindavan and he's feeling that distress. And they're near dead. And he needs to send a message. And not only needs to send a message, he has to send a message through someone who will be able to deliver that message and give those residents confidence in that message and be able to relay the devotion he's seeing in response to that message to others. So it's described he's Mantri advisor. You must have a lot of emotional intelligence. And Priya, he's beloved of Krishna. Anyway, they point to Uddhava. And his position is going to be very, very significant in this story. Because remember, Narada is looking for the topmost recipient of Krishna's mercy, and that's going to be the gopis. And not only that, that's what Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami want to share with the world, the exalted position of the gopis. So that's the mission of the book, that's the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So Uddhava plays a very important role because he's the one that's going to be sent by Krishna to Vrindavan to deliver that message, who will be humbled by the gopis. So if you have someone who's adept in a particular field that's impressed with someone in that field, that means a lot more than someone who doesn't really know about that. Right? It's natural. If you're doing art and a great artist says it's great, that means a lot. If an ordinary person says it's great, he may say anything is great because he's not cultured, he doesn't have taste, he doesn't understand. So it's a very, very subjective glorification. And to repeat that, it doesn't mean that much. But if you have someone who is Rasika, who's a connoisseur in that field, and he says, this is great. So the fact that Uddhava is going to be sent, it's very, very significant because he's very significant. Because he is the closest devotee to the closest associate of Krishna outside of Vrindavan. Because Parishad means friend, it means servant, but friend. It's just like one of the principles of bhakti. The first one is Guru Padashraya. You have to take shelter of a guru. You have to take shelter of a guru to, with faith, it means a qualified person. With faith, which allows you to consider things beyond your own ignorance, beyond your own perception, beyond your own limited frame of reference. And therefore, faith is the precursor of knowledge because it allows you to understand things and consider things which you may not see or accept as true, but are true. And how many of those things are there? Considering that we're not tattva-darshana, considering that we're not seeing the truth. So you have to have that faith to go forward and perform the austerities to understand things. Just like when I write my Monday morning greetings, I explain this in my process of writing. It becomes very difficult sometimes. It comes out very simple, like last week's Monday morning greetings. on of it was a point about humility and authority, something like that. The connection between those and being able to express it in a way that it's not misunderstood and putting it all together was a very creative idea. And I told you I didn't finish it the first week, and I put that reprint. I put that reprint and I didn't finish it. And then the second week, but I continued it. It seemed sometimes it seems beyond my ability to actually complete something because there's just so many subtle points to put it together, and it's really taxing on the brain sometimes. Many subtle points. It comes out simple, and the readers appreciate it. But I had that faith I can do it. I had that faith I can do it. And therefore, it allowed me to try it. In other words, I had faith that I could figure it out. I had faith that this was an inspiration coming from Krishna. And therefore, I put the effort in. That's why Prabhupada, one reason, was so successful in spreading Krishna consciousness, because he had faith in his disciples and empowered them. He had faith in Krishna. When he was coming to America and he was on the shore of the East Coast of America in Boston and New York, and just it, o overwhelming. There wasn't any internet to see all over the world and to see the power of material civilization. But he had faith. I can do it. Not I can do it, but Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That the power of the Bhagavatam. And then Prabhupada gave faith in his disciples, and they gave him orders, and with the order comes the ability to do it. So they did amazing things, they did impossible things. So that faith is so important. It's a nice point. I'm not sure now how it connects to what I'm saying, but I'll go on. But anyway, let me come back. Yeah, Uddhava. And he has this message. Yeah, and maybe this is the point, I'm not sure, but for someone like him to appreciate it is so important. So Asman vihaya kutrapi yatram sakurute prabhu nahi tad dukam asmakam trishte tvasmin apavrajet. Sometimes the Lord abandons us to go on a journey. This gives us much distress that even when we see him, the pain does not go away. Anyway, would you now, okay. Now we're introducing to this level of devotion that apavrajet, it does not go away. The dukkham, the sadness, even when drishte, he's seen again. And this is also a significant point because you're going to see one of the reasons that Krishna doesn't go back to Vrindavan. Is one of the reasons. This is many philosophical, ontological, but one of the reasons, externally, at least in the story, but also philosophically, doesn't go back, is it was so deep with them when Krishna left that they were in such a out of consciousness separation so deeply. Their separation from Krishna, that Krishna would have to be there for a while to slowly bring them forward. And Krishna was afraid when they would come half conscious and see him again, the thought would come, maybe he'll leave again. It's like a trauma. It's an existential trauma of devotion. It's so much love. Maybe he'll leave again. He left once, maybe he'll leave again. So deep. So here's Uddhava, and he's even having shades of these very deep devotional feelings. Sometimes the Lord abandoned us to go on a journey. This gives us such distress that even when we see him again, the pain does not go away. Na janima kada. Kutra, puna esha vrajeti iti udavo nityam abhyarne navasam sevate prabhum. We cannot be sure when he might go somewhere else. So actually, they're talking about themselves. Because Krishna goes away, but now they're saying, it wasn't Uddhava, excuse me. But what they're saying is, Uddhava is more fortunate because we cannot be sure when he might go someplace, but Uddhava is always by his side, serving Krishna, his master, and residing from him. That desire to be with God, to serve God, to have a relationship. And they're saying he has fulfilled that. At least this is their consciousness. He is with God. The relate look the, those three symptoms of prema, to be with Krishna, to serve Krishna, and to have a relationship with Krishna. Uddhava has all three. They're saying he's achieved all three. He's always with Krishna. His relationship with Krishna is always been acknowledged. And he has such personal service to Krishna. Svagamya eva vishaye preshye Bhagavan amun koravar vita sambhya mochanadi kriti. Sometimes the Lord, the personality of Godhead, sends Uddhava on missions on which the Lord himself should go. For example, the Lord sent him to gain the release of Sambha, whom the Kauravas had taken captive. So this is Dasyaras. This is the we're still in the moods of service. Right? Pallad, the Pandavas, there's some intimacy, but the mood of service. And one of the, I think it may be Anubhava, but one of the emotions for a servant in his heart is getting a mission or waiting for a mission, just hands folded. I would sometimes think of Prabhupada and Radha Damodar. What would it be like chanting out his door, waiting for him to call, waiting for him to give a mission? That's such an impetus for devotion, to get service. Sometimes the Lord, the personality of Godhead, sends Uddhava on missions on which the Lord himself should go. For example, the Lord sent him to gain the release of Sambha, whom the Kauravas had taken captive. So this is the non-envious Yadav is just, the bhav is for oneself, the analysis is for others. This is the, and yes, Krishna sent Uddhava on various missions to Gokul, to Hastinapur, elsewhere. When Sambha, Krishna's son, tried to elope with Duryodhana's daughter, the Kaurava army, headed by Bhishma and Drona, captured Sambha, and Uddhava was instrumental in arranging Sambha's release. Narada avoids mentioning the journey to Vraj that Uddhava undertook for Krishna because it is too confidential to discuss in the open assembly at Dwarka. Uddhava enjoyed Krishna's association constantly, but when sent out to either rescue or console the Lord's dear devotees, Uddhava felt more satisfaction than by staying with Krishna. Yeah, it's great satisfaction to have a mission, a personal mission. I remember one time I got this contact with the principal of the Indian Military Academy, a huge position. And somehow I got this contact. I contacted him and I went and I preached to him. And he later joined the Hare Krishna movement. I remember coming back on the bus. I felt such satisfaction for Prabhupada. Yeah. And that's actually the glory of and I feel fortunate of that preaching mission. There's a lot of difficulties, a lot of tribulations, but to have that service, that mission, and something. Yas tishtan bhojana krida kotuka vasare hare Mahaprasadam Uchishtam Labhate Nityam Ekala. Uddhava stays alone with Krishna when the Lord playfully enjoys his meals. So he is the only person who can always obtain the Lord's Mahaprasadam remnants. I remember in Vrindavan, Prabhupada would say, the Gurukul in Vrindavan was living in the ISKCON guest house. There's like 12 people. One time I was just all alone. There's no one else helping me to everything. And Prabhupada would send his maha plate, including his chewed up oranges or pomegranates. She felt very fortunate, the remnants of the Lord. It's the water that washes the feet, the foot dust, and the remnants. And that's such a nice consciousness. Why do we say the lotus feet? Because the feet are the lowest part of the body, and therefore, in Hindi, the shoemaker is the lo lowest caste, and he's called a mochiwala, dirty, the person who deals with the dirt, the feet, as we take our shoes off. But when you glorify that as exalted, when you glorify the lowest and as the highest, and that mood, you not only get that mercy, the Lord's remnants, but you feel that mercy. There's two things. There's getting mercy and feeling mercy. I always said, if you feel entitled, you don't feel mercy. So it's not just getting mercy. It's our receptivity to mercy by our humility. Because it's not mercy if you feel deserving. It's only when you feel undeserved that it's mercy, that you feel it as mercy and you feel it as love. And that's the glory of mercy, that you feel it as love. It's an injection of love within the heart. So, one more verse for today. Para Ravinda Vanvamya Prabho Samvahayam Muda Tato Nidra Sukavishta Sete Svanke Nidayatat. With great pleasure, Uddhava massages his master's lotus feet. And then happily falls asleep with the Lord's feet on his lap. What is that like? That kind of intimate service. Now we're talking intimacy. So Narada, Yadav is saying, don't look at us because, King Ugrasena is in the assembly and Krishna comes all day. Yes, we're more with Krishna than in Hastinapur. But if you really want the topmost, then you go to Uddhava. Look at his position. Yeah, one time I was in Prabhupada's room in the last 2, 3 weeks or something. The doors were completely open 24 hours a day. And the only time I had to go was early in the morning. Really early in the morning before Mangal Artik. And I told the story before that Bhavananda was there and Prabhupada was screaming Hare Krishna, Hare, like not screaming, but you could see his pain. And Bhavananda needed help in moving Prabhupada's body in a more comfortable position. That's mercy. That's mercy. That's why I like my project in Govardhan, because I can serve the Vaishnavas. Radhachand came and Kastubha came and different people came come. And that's why I really appreciate by the way, my Waves of Devotion has been reprinted. Finally, which is really wonderful. So it's reprinted my Waves of Devotion. And if there's anything where I feel that I'm surviving and getting mercy is because all the time I'm sitting, in the morning. I was going around Govardhan, and then I just thought, it's kind of could be exhausting, and maybe after that I'm not as productive in the morning. You go around, and so I say, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk to Aniur briskly, power walk, and then on the way back, I'm going to sit in that Braj Raj and chant. And it's right that inner path, and I'm sitting there and chanting, and it's and people stop and they show such respect. One person came and gave me a donation. I said, I don't need the money. I could just see the purity of this person's heart. But this Brahmachari stopped me, and he's at this is an ISKCON Sanskrit school in Govardhan. And this Brahmachari stopped me, and it happens all the time, thanking me for my waves of devotion. You helped me understand the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. We wouldn't have understood. I think that's what keeps me alive, and I think that's what keeps us all alive is the blessings of Vaishnavas. If we can somehow serve a Vaishnava and please them, then I think these blessings, I think we need blessings because I think we're not so, I need blessings. I'm not so competent, qualified. We need blessings. Okay, Jamuna Jai, I'm going to stop here. Are you still there? You can say a point that you like. It's a good way to get the ball rolling.
Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a class. I just wanted to share with you. I met someone on Monday. I talked to someone, Radha Bhakti from here in New York. She was on that Krishna alone, being alone with Krishna retreat that you spoke of. the other day. And so she was sharing with us how wonderful it was for her. And I said, "Oh, Mirage is telling us about it." So I just wanted to share with you. She had an amazing time. I don't know if you know her, Radha Bhakti and her husband Hari Prasad from New York.
Hard part. Oh, really? She was on it. Her husband wasn't there.
Not oh yeah. Oh, maybe he wasn't there the whole time, but she was. I was talking to her. She was sharing that it was truly wonderful. So I went to tell you that.
Well, I'm thinking of doing it, sometime when I'm here, because you can do it just for, 2 hours, and I think I'm going to do it one day. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to discuss it with a few people and then see if we can do it one day alone with
Yeah,
Chris.
she was saying how powerful it was, and I was like, "Oh, Mirage, see it? So beautiful." And the other thing, I loved your morning intention of waking up, and it's like, "Prabhupada, I'm going to please you today." And that's such a great intention to begin the day with, the reading and the chanting. So.
What this guy said was the thing that he said that most change people, because he has hundreds of clients, is when they get up and say, today my day will be successful or something positive. And then what happens is you start looking for things that are positive. So it kind of changes the mindset. I'm going to see if I can get that podcast again, take notes, and maybe write a Monday morning greetings. Because
Sounds
it's,
wonderful.
but the idea is to change habits. Is it's got to be simple so you can be successful. But that doesn't mean like if someone makes a thing, okay, now I'll they're not chanting or something. Now I'll chant 4 rounds, like something they can do, right? But then they get in the habit, and then you can always do more. I mean, if someone is not initiated or something or something like that, because you take something simple. Anyway, there's other things, but the guy was a scientist, but simple, effective, and a prompt. Prompt. Like he the, de the dentist said he needed to floss his teeth, and he always forgets, right? So he vowed that he would floss one teeth every day. But so he gets in the habit of flossing his teeth, and he'll do it, right after he shaves. So there's like this prompt. And he grew up a Mormon, and he was telling, some things that they did. I know they, I think I keep a rock under the pillows every day when he goes to bed. Then he knows to say his prayers, and he says one prayer. I forgot. It sounds stupid, but okay. Jamunajaya? Okay. Haribo. Okay,
Thank
nice
you,
to.
Mirage.
Okay, anybody else? Gail, you get a question today?
Hi, Krishna Mirage. Yeah, I do have a couple of things. One is, I wonder if how would you compare the your friendship of Uddhava to that of Arjuna in terms of like intimacy?
I mean, why is Uddhava higher than
How
Arjuna?
would you come? No, not yeah. Okay, yeah, that's another way of asking it.
Or comparing him to Uddhava?
Yeah, so they both seem very to have a very intimate friendship with Krishna,
I guess they have an intimate friendship, but Uddhava is always with Krishna. So it's subtleties. It's just like the Pandavas are with Krishna, but the Uddhavas are more with Krishna. The Uddhavas are more with Krishna. And I'm not sure, there may be different, which devotees, but it's that general progression. And when I'm thinking of it, it goes on this three prompt thing of service, being with the person, an acknowledgement of the relationship, and they seem to each get subtly deeper in one way or another.
Yeah, and I know you said there wasn't too much written about Yadava, right?
No,
There was
not, no, it
somebody.
was only a few verses. And it wasn't even a specific Yadava. It was just the Yadavas. They really wanted to get to Uddhava because he's essential in this story to demonstrate that the gopis are the topmost recipients of Krishna's mercy.
You
Okay.
know, one last thing,
Yeah.
just about the mission, the devotee or the disciple,
Yeah.
they're eager for that mission from their guru.
Service. Service.
Yeah, I was thinking is service, yes, but I was also thinking that it might also represent for them maybe the sentiment or affection of the guru for that disciple. Like the confidence that the guru has in that disciple that's represented by that mission. Something like on more of a like an emotional.
I really don't understand your question. It's not clear.
If the question is, can the mission represent the sentiment or the emotion that the guru has for his disciple? The confidence in
But,
that
well,
disciple.
yeah, but the faith, it says with the mission comes the ability to do it. But it's just a question. It's different people have different services. And the simplest thing one could do, there was one lady that became famous in the manor for making the most intricate and best sweets in the world, you know, and chanting Hare Krishna and being an exemplar in what you do. There's just so many ways. But bhakti means to be available for service. And if that's there, there'll be some reciprocation. And one other question for you, Gail. Have you heard from Vrajalalana?
Yeah, the last time I heard from her was about a week ago. She was going to Nepal, I think, for a day. Was it Nepal or Delhi? I don't remember. So she's
Right.
going
Yeah.
away for a
Okay.
couple of days.
All right.
So
Okay.
she was okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Bo. Anybody else? Say hello. All right,
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna Guru Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here. So great to hear from you, as always.
Okay, Tota Haribo.
Hare
Anybody?
Bol.
Okay.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Is that
Sri Radhika.
Yavit Sundari? Is that your first time in the Echo Village?
Yes, Maharaj. Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah, it's a really wonderful place. Yeah.
It's nice, it is. It
Yeah, and
is.
it's nice to see Sri Radhika as well. Yeah, it's
Great, mother and daughter, both my disciples.
fun.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you very much for the class, Maharaj. It's a
Okay.
pleasure to see you again.
Okay. Good,
Thank
you're
you. Thank
great.
you very much.
Hi, Bo.
Okay,
Anybody else
Hare
say hello?
Krishna Maharaj, this is Hemalata Rada.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Kishore Das.
How are
Thank you
things
for
going there?
everything good, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Everything good.
You going
We
into
started with
what's that?
Food for Life this year already. We have a new kitchen in the city, and now we started doing programs of Food for Life in the city.
Okay. Wow. A lot of poor people there in the poor neighborhoods.
We have been distributing in the center of the city, so we find all sorts of people that live on the streets, poor
Okay,
people,
all kinds of
so
people.
any regular person that
And
works.
what are you making for the people?
The last time we made paratas,
Whoa.
we distribute about 300 paratas. We don't know we will do the next time.
Okay,
I
great.
think
Main thing, though, is you're developing a community of people. You express that. That's so important, right? Like mine.
definitely, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you
Haribo.
so much for the class, Maharaj. I appreciate very much that you shared about this habit, and how starting with that change or that habit may change the whole day. Because I
Right.
was also listening to a podcast or I guess an interview that Nam Ras did to a devotee called Raj Bihari. And he was saying that when you journal, like he was advising a way to journal, and he was saying, find the positive in people. So find, like, write about something you appreciate about someone every day, and different people, not like your partner always, but find some. And so then that changes the way you're thinking every day, because then you're thinking about what you can appreciate every day about every person, so you can write it later. So I thought it's the same thing with, or similar, I guess, with when you presented
it. It's similar. And in fact, in our Govardhan retreat this year, I had different speakers every night, and one of them was him talking on habits.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
I know him many, many, many years. He's very saintly. He lives in Govardhan now. He worked for the U.S. government, the Department of Interior, as their ombudsman, their conflict, for conflict resolution. Now he's kind of retired to Govardhan to help manage the Govardhan Retreat Center. Okay, that's great. Okay, Haribo. Good. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, Sahal Govinda.
And Braja.
Thank you for class.
We had fun yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, great. It was really nice.
It was. It really was. I love the having a feast the day before Kadasi so I can eat without guilt. All that. Okay. Gopi Gita, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for class.
Okay, we'll
waiting
see
for you here.
We'll see you soon. It's great. Okay, Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
Okay, die. Good. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Krishnamrita. Thank you so much for the class. I'm impressed when you explained that we need blessings from devotees very much. Thank you.
And that's also such a thing in Russian culture. It's such a thing when I go there. Like no other place in the world, people ask for blessings. They really have faith in blessings. Okay, anybody else? Okay, I looked at the list. I see all the wonderful people that are on the class. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Panchakalpa Tribhyascha.